For the longest time, here's how the U.S. Senate race in Colorado looked. The Democrats were beating up each other while Republicans were on cruise control, not a speed bump in sight for their anointed candidate. Well, the Democrats are still attacking each other, but the Republican scene is no longer serene. The establishment choice, former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton, is now struggling against a Tea Party-backed insurgent. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver on what has become a GOP slugfest.
If this were any other year, you could say Jane Norton did just about everything right. She launched her campaign early, raised a lot of money, and lined up big endorsements. But this is not any other year. In recent months, another candidate without Norton's advantages is making a strong showing. Local District Attorney Ken Buck is appealing to the GOP faithful, often at Tea Party events like this one recently in a school gymnasium southeast of Denver.
You should think about the ones who fought protecting liberty.
Like most Tea Party gatherings, it starts with a patriotic song and the Pledge of Allegiance. Ken Buck talks about the Second Amendment and receives vigorous applause when he says congressional bills should be posted on the internet 3 days before they're voted on so constituents can comment. And he says legislation should be limited to 100 pages. Outside the meeting, he points to President Obama's health care overhaul.
People distrust 2,900-page bills. They think there are things that are being hidden, and they're right. There are things being hidden in 2,900-page bills.
Buck knows how to talk to Tea Party activists. Homeschool mom Debbie Chavez says she's voting for Buck because he seems honest.
That's what people want. They want somebody that's one of us, not somebody that is chosen by an establishment that is trained to behave a certain way.
For Jane Norton, though, it's clearly difficult to accept Ken Buck as an outsider. He worked for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado before he was a DA. Here's Norton recently on Colorado Public Radio.
He has been a government attorney since 1988. He's been in the system. His wife was the vice chairman of the Republican Party for 8 years.
As Norton and Buck fight over who's the real insider, it's worth noting that on policy issues, they're nearly identical. Both oppose abortion, illegal immigration, and big government. They do have one difference. 5 years ago, they took opposing sides on Referendum C. It gave the state permission to take a time out from a tax limitation measure passed in 1992. The conservative group Americans for Job Security took note of this and is airing TV ads in Colorado.
Yet Jane Norton supported the largest tax hike in Colorado history, costing us billions.
Whether or not it's true, it remains a hot-button topic for conservative Republicans. Norton has responded with ads that demonstrate just how nasty this race has become. The latest includes a comment Buck recently made.
Why should you vote for me? Because I do not wear high heels.
Play that again.
Why should you vote for me? Because I do not wear high heels.
Buck says he was just trying to be funny and was playing off an earlier comment by Norton's campaign manager about her going to Washington and kicking Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in the shin with her high heels. Polls show the race between Norton and Buck is close, but pollster Floyd Cerulli warns it could be difficult to get an accurate picture of the electorate before the August 10th primary.
On August the 10th, most people are on vacation. They're distracted, including partisans, so that a few hundred thousand Republicans out of more than a million registered Republicans will turn out and decide this issue.
Cerulli says one thing is certain. Whoever wins, Colorado will have one of the most conservative Republican Senate nominees in the country. Any other year, that might hurt a candidate in the general election. But again, this is not any other year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.